This episode is partially motivated by an experience I had from last week up until this week. And then it is also a warning to all you nice, very nice people out there that you should be careful in this world of lies. Yes, partial warning, actually. Some people that listen to this episode will automatically know the reason why I said partially motivated because of an experience. For others, yeah, just get the message. What's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 63 of Reality Monday podcast with yours truly, your wonderful and amazing host, Oluwadamilare Mapa. 63, yeah, episode 63, trust and betraying it. So this is also like a rant for anybody that listens to it. And then it's like a document for future purpose for me and whoever is going to learn from this episode. Okay, so I'm currently fasting. It's almost 7 o'clock, and this is 7 o'clock on the today's 18th of March 2024. And yeah, Ramadan Mubarak to whoever is listening to this as a Muslim, even though Ramadan is almost like 10 already. And then I think Christians too are fasting their Lent, so yeah, I hope that is going well also. And I think Easter is also around the corner, so yeah, happy Easter in advance. So yeah, entering into the main episode itself, which is a rant, like I said, trusting and betraying it. So there's this experience that I had with, I connect people a lot. I connect people a lot, and it's like an event that, one event that I do, or like out of random. The parent company is Game Plan, and I think I should actually talk about it. Parent company is Game Plan, and there's an experience that happened centering around a particular person that a lot of people knew. A lot of the people that, like, the person betrayed their trust, they knew her due to the event, or they knew the person due to the event that I organized. And apparently, the person betrayed a lot of people, and it made me realize the fact that in this life, like, being nice is a very good thing. You are supposed to be human. You are supposed to be a good human being. You're supposed to be like, what's it called, all good characters. But there's a balance in this world. Like, you cannot trip that balance, because if there were only good people in this world, then the world would not be balanced. The world would not have a balance. There's always going to be bad people. There's always going to be good people. And one of the like very important traits of good people is like, you can trust them. But then trust is like a very rare thing in this world, especially because of the fact that some people, like the people that are on the bad side, there are a lot of them that they betray a lot of people's trust. So it's hard for you to find people that will trust you and people that you can trust, because of like the terrible people in this world. So because of this fact, you have to be very careful with human beings. If you are a very nice person and like you are one of those people that you don't betray people's trust and you don't want people to betray your trust. But yeah, the world is crazy. And then there's like an hierarchy, one of the craziest hierarchy of people that like that you cannot trust that I've seen, is the experience that I had this last week, which it baffled me. But then like, I don't know, it's just one of those experiences. You experience different things in this life and you learn from it. That's one of the reasons why you should be very open-minded. So trusting people is a very, very long process. It takes a long process for people to build trust. But the fact that these days social media has made it easy for you to like see someone's profile and think that they are normal, shaget, that like they are absolutely normal human being, they are good people and everything. You know, people can people can actually build their profile in a way that you would not know that in real life they are ha not so lowly. But for people that don't understand you, but they are crazy people. But you would have to build that wall by yourself to know when to trust someone and when not to trust someone. to know how long it takes to trust someone and like how long you have to wait, you have to study a particular person. But most people nowadays, they just, based on the fact that they see people and they see their looks, they dress well, they look well and everything, within a few weeks you start seeing someone that is looking for, that likes someone, and then you're looking for you're looking for a relationship with that particular person. Now you don't know the most basic details about that person. I just feel it is, now that's going too far. But there are other cases, Shege, there are other cases where you trust someone with borrowing them money, someone that you met online, the person tells you that, okay, I need money for this so thing, but behind everything is an hidden agenda of, oh, I want to build this person's trust. Then boom, that's when I start to like swindle this person, or like I start to use that trust to get things she gets that the person will not normally give a normal person. And then this other person is like, oh, I trust this person will not betray me. But the intention that person had from the foundation was to swindle you from the start. But there's a process to make you trust them. This is one thing that a lot of guys do, where they ask a girl for, like, they see a girl and then the relationship talk starts. You know, the funny thing is that when you are a man and then you are fond of, like, using that, what's it called? It's like a concept of making people trust you, and then at the end of the day, using that trust to get what you want. She gets, for men it is using, making a woman feel comfortable and trust them, then they get the sexual benefits they want, and boom, they have betrayed their trust. For women it is making a man trust you so that you can get monetary benefits, and once the guy trusts you, well, yeah, that's for nice guys. That's one of the reasons why it's absolutely, what's it called, it's a very, very dangerous thing and risky thing to be too nice as a guy and as a woman too. But then women are like more emotional than guys. But nice guys they're like more, how will I call it, they are more, what's it called, they are more emotional, she gets, when they actually find someone that hooks them emotionally. They are more emotional than women, she gets. But there are just few guys like that. For example, now someone like me, now I'm nice, but I'm nice with sense, because I hate betrayal. That's one of the reasons why I try as much as possible to avoid very close relationships with people easily. And most of the times, most people that we want to be friends with, they cannot cope with like the high expectations I have, so they never reach that extent where I put so much effort into making things work. So most of the times you see people using this concept of trusting, and then like using that trust to get what they want, she get, and then they betray you at the end of the day. So it's like a very huge concept that a lot of people use. Men use it, women use it. What's it called? That's like the concept that is used for, like, for yahoo. Everything is just based on lying to someone, she get, intentionally lying to someone about your emotions, she get, just to make that person like build realistic and real emotions, and at the end of the day you use it to get what you want. That's what swindlers use. I think that's like the concept of the thing that swindler, for anybody that has watched that documentary, which is like one of the highest amount of making someone trust you emotionally and then using it to like ruin their life. That's like, that one is like the ultimate what's it called, peak. But I don't know, I feel like there are other ones, they are like some that are on a global scale. And then social media has made it like easier for you to meet people, make them trust you, and then betray their trust. So like it gets worse with like generations by generations. And I feel like no matter what we see, no matter what anybody says about it, like it's not going to stop, because if it stops, then the world is not balanced anymore, because you always have people that will betray your trust, then you always have people that like are trustworthy people. She gets you. You would always have those two things. There has to be a balance. But the most important thing is to, for those that are like the good people, to be very, very wary and careful of the fact that, okay, there are people that can use this concept, in a despicable way. She gets, in like a cunning and not straightforward way to like use it to trap you. It's like jailing someone emotionally, and then after you jail them, you send them to prison. I think that's like the same thing. You jail them emotionally and then you just send them to prison, and they've trusted you. So yeah, this is like an advice to everyone out there that is like nice and that wants to like really do things for the world. You have to like put it at the back of the mind that there will always be people that will always try to like think that they can outsmart you. There's always someone that is trying to outsmart you in this world. That's one of the reasons why you get messages on your phone for you to click on this link. But then one of the reasons why they can also like there are factors that they can use that they use. For example, now they use factor like greed. If you are too greedy now, people that are like this, all those people too that are always they are like greedy people. So they bank on your own greed too. They bank on your emotions, like your sexual emotions, or like your deep emotions, your emotional wants. That's one that a lot of guys use for women. They bank on emotional wants and everything like that. They use it to gain your trust. They give you the life that you want. They what's it called? They care for you. They call you. They tell you sweet things, and then they trap you. Once they trap you, they've gotten forget it. That's all. So you just have to be very careful out there. Like the world wants to use you. They want to. So you have to build a wall. You have to build like your own police so that it's like it detects the red flags. It detects everything. So at the end of the day, you don't fall for it. You don't fall for like the thief that wants to like what's it called? That wants to or the kidnapper that wants to kidnap you and jail you in his own prison till he has gotten like. That's like also a concept of someone kidnapping you like and asking for your ransom. She gets but this is like not what's it called, it's doing it not physically but emotionally. She gets in a way that you are the one that is going to pay the ransom. Once you pay the ransom, then you are free, but then you are traumatized. You are traumatized by the experience that the person has put you through. So yeah, so this is like my own opinion about trusting and betraying. I don't know what most people would have thought this episode would have been about. Maybe I want to blame. I cannot blame people for betraying. There will always be betrayers in this world. No matter how much you say it, people will always betray each other. It's the people that would like, yeah, people that betray also. Some of them, they are not. See, in this world is just crazy. Just continue to learn. Just continue to learn. There are a lot of things to learn. There are a lot of like crazy things to learn. She get physical, spiritual, metaphysical, whatever cow she gets. But like I said, be careful out there. She gets build barriers, build what's it called? And this is also by learning. She gets when you as much as you learn a lot. For someone like me now, it's hard for me to trust people because of I've known. I learn a lot. I learn a lot, and I come up with concepts by myself that I feel like, this I understand this. I understand this. I understand different concepts in life that people use, against other people. But you, if you don't learn, if you are someone that you don't learn, continuously, you would not have the the foundation. You would not have the knowledge that people can use. Knowledge that you know that some people would have and can use against you. But once you learn a lot, you learn different types of concepts, different types of emotional emotional blackmail. Emotional blackmail, physical blackmail, mental. In fact, I was telling someone, every day we are literally bombarded by different things that affects us psychologically. So you have to like continuously learn to make sure that you like develop your mind in a way that your mind will be strong enough to handle any situation. In any situation, physically, mentally, psychologically. But then you have to develop your mind and your body also. But most of us don't intentionally do this. And I hope, I'm trying to put it out there. Try as much as possible to develop your mind mentally and physically, and it will work for you in miracles. So yeah, this is all I have for you guys today. It's almost 15 minutes. Well, I was soon going to break it now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode, guys. I really appreciate it. And I would also be making another episode related to this in the future. And then, yes, I'm also entering into content creation. You guys, please support me, whoever listens to this to the end. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you guys hopefully next month by God's grace. Take care of yourself. Oh yeah, follow us on our social media handles at damilarimap_mapa. If you get to, would like to hear feedback or whatever you would also want to contribute to this episode, thank you very much, and I'll see you guys. Yeah, this is the last time I'm saying it. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.